Well, today as we begin a new liturgical year, we're taken to the heart of God's master plan. What is it all about? I like to refer, and I've probably done this before, to paragraph 1 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because it is a beautiful, clear statement of God's plan. God, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man and made him to share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He invites men to become his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life. We are the beloved of God. Don't ask me why, but we are. Our first reading is a reminder that Israel, God's chosen people, was called to be a light to the nations. Israel wasn't told to go out, but rather to be a magnet that draws others in. They were to attract the nations by their worship of God and by the nearness of God to them. Israel understood something that the nations around them did not understand. God revealed himself in such a way that they knew that God was not merely a what? A thing. A distant being who created the world. God revealed to them that he wasn't merely a who. A God too far away to hear them. Or one that might communicate with them, but was only concerned with his well-being. God revealed to Israel that he wanted to be a thou to them. A thou is someone with whom you have a close, personal, family relationship. As that catechism statement says, in a plan of sheer goodness, God freely created man and made him to share in his own blessed life, inviting them to become his adopted children. Now picture for a moment opening a gift at Christmas from your unpredictable uncle. And you open it up and it's a box for a large chocolate Santa. Now there's a moment of excitement, but then for some of us, that chocolate Santa ended up being a hollow Santa. All right, nice, but kind of discouraging. Now, you might be one of those who opened the box from the unpredictable uncle only to find it empty. A cruel joke. In their search for the God, the nations around Israel, some of them only had an empty box. Some had a hollow Santa, which whets the appetite but does not satisfy. Israel received the solid chocolate Santa. All right, the nearness of the God of Abraham, the nearness of the God of King David, the nearness of the God of Isaiah, revealed in the holiness of the Israelites, was meant to attract the nations. But even that wasn't enough for God. At Advent, we prepare ourselves for the God who came to us, walked among us, taught us, healed our infirmities, and died to save us. This is no hollow Santa. In and through and with Jesus Christ, we as the church then inherit Israel's exalted mission. The first week of Advent is a reminder of God's master plan. God comes among us as a man, as Jesus of Nazareth, because he wants our relationship to move from experiencing him as a what, to a who, to a thou. He wants our relationship to move from impersonal to personal to intimate. Even if they cannot articulate it, this is what draws people to the priesthood and the religious life and hopefully the diaconate. Is our relationship with God an empty box? Is it hollow? Or is it solid and satisfying? Which best describes your relationship with God? Is he a what? a who, or a thou. This explains why the Eucharist is such an incredible and indispensable gift. In the Eucharist, we receive a who, not a what. We receive a who, not a what. We receive the same who holds all creation in existence. In the Eucharist, we are united to the divine who wants to be a thou to us. Here is how amazing our God is. In our gospel, we heard, "You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." That is no longer completely true. I know that Jesus came to me at my baptism and confirmation. I know that the Son of Man is waiting for me in the confessional. Most of all, I know that Jesus comes to me at the Mass, most completely in the Eucharist. This is no Hollow Santa. It's why we should go to Mass as often as possible. Are we afraid to have God that close to us? Or are we just unwilling to sacrifice some of what attaches us to this world to have him that near? Our Gospels show us that he will come that close, but will our hearts be closed when he comes? So many of us are oblivious that we hold such a treasure in our souls, and therefore we become in danger of losing it. Advent is the reminder of the who wants to be a thou to us. To begin to really bite into this gift and this invitation from God, it's essential that we take seriously the communal aspects of the kingdom of God. Heaven isn't just off by us by ourselves with God on an enchanted island. In God's plan, Israel was to be a light to the nations that drew them to God by the holiness of their lives as a community of God. The early church understood this. Do we understand this? Those of you who have come to Aiken in the last 10 years know how blessed we are here at St. Mary's. Nonetheless, if you were to ask me, your deacon of 20 years now, what concerns me most about this parish, I know exactly what I would say. As fantastic as this parish is, my concern is that a large fraction of our parishioners have little or no involvement in parish life outside of Sunday Mass attendance. With the culture around us disintegrating, we cannot provide a culture for ourselves or for the next generation to raise their families if we continually excuse ourselves from being a part of this community. This great need of our time is at the heart of numerous ministries in this parish: adult education, Bible studies, book clubs, That Man Is You, Married Couples Date Nights, Curcio, Supper Club, and I can go on and on. But without you, they are just empty programs. Life is about more than our individual journey to God. It's about building up the community of those who are being saved. A holy community requires more than many holy individuals. Yes, it's important that we have holy individuals, but groups of individuals united around a common goal accomplish more than isolated individuals. The church, as the body of Christ, has many members. Each of us have a different role, and we need each other. Groups of individuals with the same values can form a culture and shape the lives of those around them. Isolated individuals will be ineffective at influencing others. Some of us spend our lives drawing a variety of what's to ourselves: money, honors, degrees, popularity, travel experiences, nice homes and cars. But when we die and we go to God, to the thou upholding everything, we take none of those what's with us. God's judgment will not be a measure of the what's that we leave behind, but of the what's we gave away out of love and the people we bring with us. Don't sentimentalize Christmas. It's a beautiful season, but it should challenge us to strive for the more that God wants for us, not the more the world offers. It should challenge us to be a community of love, to be a light to our family members, to our friends, to this community. Advent is a reminder of the who wants to be a thou to us, to all of us. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This last line is critical, not because it's a marching order from our general, but because it's a lover's summons to walk with God in a close, personal, family relationship. God is not offering us an empty box or something hollow. No, he is offering us, especially in the Eucharist we are about to receive, the fullness of himself.